Notion.
Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Deadly rainstorms have pounded the South.
This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, after at least 9 people were killed in his state, one of them a young child. Felicity Escobedo lives in an apartment in Jeffersontown.
By the time I looked right behind me, everything was flooded. The kitchen was flooded. The bedroom was flooded. Bathroom. The whole entire living room was pretty much covered in water. There's nothing we could do.
Another death is blamed on storms in Georgia. Freezing temperatures in the South today are expected to create a problem for crews working to restore electricity to thousands of homes without power or heat. The Kremlin says U.S. and Russian officials will meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. Team coverage begins with the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
That is already a diplomatic victory for Vladimir Putin. Not only is he coming back in from the cold, he's been given an extremely warm reception. I mean, Donald Trump is saying, I want you back in the G8. I want to work closely with you. Let's visit each other's countries.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. French President Emmanuel Macron is chairing a hastily arranged summit of European defense powers in Paris today to try to retake the initiative on Ukraine and demand that the U.S. end its lockout of Europe from talks on that country's future. European leaders are deeply concerned about the high-level meetings taking place in Saudi Arabia this week between the U.S. and Russia on Ukraine without Ukraine at the table.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Riyadh this morning after a stop in Israel. CBS's Chris Livesay from Tel Aviv.
Secretary Marco Rubio and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were united on virtually every issue facing Israel in the Middle East, from stopping Iran from getting nuclear weapons to the future of Gaza.
Here in the U.S., thousands of additional federal employees were fired over the weekend. Jordan Solis worked at the IRS before taking the Trump administration's payout offer.
To treat employees like this and to say, hey, either take this offer now or, you know, potentially get laid off later, you know, is very disrespectful to most of the federal workforce.
Big surprise at Britain's top movie awards.
The BAFTA goes to Conclave.
People Thriller took top prize after losing out at all of the Oscars precursors so far. The film star Ralph Fiennes didn't win. Best leading actor went to the brutalist Adrian Brody. On the women's side, Anora's Mikey Madison took the trophy for playing an exotic dancer in Anora.
She's my favorite scene partner, so I love you, Mommy.
Anora scooped up 3 key top prizes leading up to next month's Academy Awards. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Hopefully you're ready to chill out. The National Weather Service has a cold weather advisory in effect through tomorrow, with wind chills as low as 25 below expected. The conditions pose a risk of frostbite on exposed skin within 30 minutes. Warming centers are open. You can call 211 to find the closest near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Fire and ice came to one Racine neighborhood last night. At around 8, fire crews were called to a home on Monroe, a little north of Washington. Heavy smoke was seen coming from a basement, with reports indicating everyone in the home was able to get out. The water used quickly froze, with Racine DPW crews called to salt the roads in the area. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Candidates in classrooms aren't the only things on the April ballot. City of Racine voters on April 1st will be asked for an extra $1.5 million to enhance the fire department. To inform and to educate, the Racine Professional Firefighters Union is holding a session this Thursday at the Bryant Community Center. The get-together gets going at 5:30 with an invitation saying community members are invited to share their thoughts about the referendum and to learn more about the impact. You can go deeper on that referendum question and the spending at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers face the Fighting Illini.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowds showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today with a high near 8 above. Wind chill valleys between 10 below and 20 below. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 6 below. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Stay warm and stay safe. Right now, 0 degrees.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler? No. At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block? Then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, $48 one. People are like, back off, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up.
What does he do?
That's the thing, I don't know. Flint, Flint! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
And you know what time it is? 7:07. It is time to talk theater. Not movies, not television, but the theater. I mean, what's called the legitimate theater? Like, is there illegitimate theater? I mean,
I don't think so. I would hope not.
This is the legitimate theater as opposed to the illegitimate one that's down the block. Jocelyn Fish is here, marketing. You have a longer title list, but marketing
director. Director of marketing and development.
And development. Mm-hmm. That's the development part. And Sheb Mohammed is here. One of the people who are in a brand new production in this corner, Cassius Clay.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Sheb. Dude.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
But we'd start with the show. Let's get a little background on Sheb here. Now, did I hear you say assistant principal before?
Yes.
Where were you assistant principal?
Trimper High School in Kenosha.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That, so this is year 28 in education for me.
So you still do that?
In general, yes.
And then you're moving into show business. because it's more stable.
It really is.
What made you decide to work out with the show?
Quick story.
We got an hour. You can take it.
<All right. laughs> So, Tabar, my daughter, 21. So, she in school for theater. And so, she's been trying out. And she tried out for this play. And we laughed. And said, it'd be fun. I should try out too. And I said, no, never mind. That's your gig, your thing. So then our friend, Melissa Caprillion, had recommended me to the Theater Guild for their board and some other things. And I get an email saying, hey, we need more male actors, more black male actors. Would you like to try out and read for the play? Why not? All right. Told my daughter, told Melissa, was like, hey, if it works. And somehow they said I did good. And so now I have the part as the narrator.
But this narrator's on stage.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like, remember Our Town?
Mm-hmm.
Where the narrator was on stage the whole time. There's a couple of other shows like that, too, where the narrator always stays on stage. Well, that's great. Now, you didn't have your first performance yet. That's Thursday, Friday?
This Friday. We opened to public, yeah.
Friday. You a little nervous?
Most definitely.
See, this is the thing I never understood, how people remember their lines for a long show. I have one thing I've got to say every break. Local news and timeless hits. And it's got to be written in front of me. They actually put it on a label so I wouldn't forget it. One thing I got to remember. And I can't remember that without looking at it. Yeah. And I remember lines.
Yeah.
And I think the scariest thing is your line is dependent on the line. Well, you're a narrator. But when you're acting two people.
Correct.
If the person across from you blows their line, your line's got to change because it won't make sense.
It's all about listening and responding. And Yeah, but Shep has a lot of monologues. I mean, that's pretty much what he's doing is monologues. And it's really cool because he's kind of representing Muhammad Ali looking back on his childhood.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he's speaking in the kind of that pattern that Muhammad Ali was kind of famous for, that almost spoken word, I guess. Is
that's what we call it nowadays. Spoken word. Yeah.
Okay, so the show is In This Corner, Cassius Clay.
Yes.
For people who don't know, Cassius Clay later became Muhammad Ali. But do you know, I saw a movie, I actually have it on DVD, with Jackie Gleason, Mickey Rooney, Julie Harris, and Anthony Quinn. And the movie starts off from, you're watching a boxing match from Anthony Quinn's point of view. And he's being beaten to a pulp by Cassius Clay, 1962.
Mm.
And on the poster in the background says Cassius Clay against Mountain Rivera.
Yeah.
That's Anthony Quinn's character.
That would have been right after where this play ends, I think, because we're about the 1950s to the 1960 Olympics,
right, I think.
After the Olympics.
Yeah. And he was in the movie Requiem for a Heavyweight, only at the beginning.
Yeah.
And he has one line. He leans over and says, "You okay?" And he pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there were other shows called The Greatest, based on Muhammad Ali's life.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I mean, he's larger than life.
Yes,
I mean,
he is.
He's the champ.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so where did this play come from?
So this is written by Idris Goodwin. Idris is, he actually does a lot of plays in breakbeat style and rap style. So the spoken word that's kind of woven throughout this production makes sense in Idris's style production, but it was created, I believe, for a Kentucky theater where it started because Cassius grew up in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about his life in Louisville, Kentucky in the 1950s and what the world was like at the time and the division and the segregation, but also about this young boy that just like finds this passion for boxing after his bike is stolen. And that's all based around a true fact. His bike was stolen and a local police officer kind of took him under his wing and took him to the boxing ring and taught him what he knew. And so it's him from about 11 years old to 19 or 20, I think. So we actually have two actors playing Cassius as he's growing up as well, which is kind of great. And they look so much alike. It's
amazing. They really do. They really do.
That's tough when you have to find two people that look similar to each other. Yeah. It's not going to work. So this runs, let's get the
ticket part. Logistics.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this run, it opens Friday.
Opens Friday the 21st, runs through March 2nd. Yes.
Because I have tickets for this, and my wife said it's for this weekend.
Yes. Yes. So this is a 2-week run. So we call this one of our bonus shows.
Yeah.
This is also a show that we're going to perform for local schools. So we have 4 outreach performances where students from different schools are going to come watch the cast, and then they get to have a talk back afterwards asking about all kinds of different stuff.
Are they coming from your school?
So I'm not in a school right now, but I did drop it off to my old schools.
To all the ones he's been at, yeah.
Okay. Well, there he is. Let's shoot Peter a shirt around screw him up. Well, this sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, if people, tickets still available. Now, I have to warn people because this comes up, and I don't know how this started. But if you want to buy tickets, buy it through the Racine Theater Guild, not a secondary broker,
because
that's crazy what happened.
Yes.
People are paying over $100 for a ticket when tickets are what?
For this one, the top price is $20.
Yeah, $20. So if you're going to buy it, you buy it either directly at the box office or the RacineTheater.org. Is that it? RacineTheater.org.
Yes.
Don't go to any secondary brokers or anything. Don't put in there and Google it. Just RacineTheater.org or schlep on down to the theater box office. I'm sure the steps have been cleaned.
Yes, they have.
So you can get up
parking
there.
Parking lot's clear.
Okay. More to come up. We're talking to our guest, Jocelyn Fish, Fish from the Racine Theater Guild, and Sheb Mohammed, the narrator, one of the stars of the newest production, In This Corner, Cassius Clay. More coming up in a moment at 7:14, local news, timeless hits. Right now, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Welcome to the era of the mini reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by TAG director Jeff Tomsic. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It's 7:19, local news, timeless hits to WRJN on this President's Day today. Sunshine with a high near 8. Partly cloudy, lows minus 6 tonight, sunny with a high near 10 tomorrow. Right now, believe it or not, it's warming up since I got in here. It's now zero with sunshine here at Radio Park. I was going to say something, and I'm not going to say it now. Okay, coming up, we're giving away tickets to Herman's Hermits and the Association in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, so be here for that. Jocelyn Fish is here right now, marketing director and director of development.
Yes, got it.
For the Racine, and even write it down for the Racine Theater Guild, and Sheb Mohammed is here. And he's one of the actors in the latest production in this corner, Cassius Clay, which opens up Friday night, runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? And then runs another weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Now, are you saying these lines in your sleep?
I did dream about it last night, Don. To be honest, and I was nervous about being here, didn't make sure I had the lines.
Nervous about here?
Yeah, you might ask me to recite a line. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you trick questions. Now, we were talking during the break there about bit parts. My next-door neighbor is in a couple of bit parts in Chicago, Chicago Med and Chicago Fire. And you knew that immediately when I said that.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Any of your actors, your regulars in it?
We have some volunteers that go down and do that. And actually, you know, it's interesting that you kind of talk about that, because with this show, we have 14 actors involved.
Whoa.
And I would say about 8 of them are involved in a lot of different areas. And then there's like the other 6 are really supporting characters that help shape different moments. So those people play multiple different roles or are kind of even just like spectators in scenes, because, you know, you think of Cassius Clay was boxing in these giant arenas at the time, or small crowds. And so they're kind of there to support all the aspects of the show as well, which is great.
Neither one did a bit part before. I've never done a bit part. My aunt and uncle, when they retired, lived in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a ton of movies and TV shows because they film a lot of them out there. They were in Con Air in a crowd scene. They're in the movie The Hangover. Remember The Hangover?
The Hangover, yes.
Now, I'll tell you what scene they're in. When Bradley Cooper takes the car, police car, and he's riding it on the sidewalk, my uncle and aunt have to get out of the way of the car. So we freeze framed it so we could see them. They actually filmed a bunch of scenes. Only one made it into the movie, though. So they were in that. Their big scene was in a horrible movie with Johnny Depp. I forget the name of the picture. It was the one where he played the writer. Can't think of the name of it. I'll think of it in just a second. Anyway, Johnny Depp gets out of an elevator. My aunt is crying, and he goes up to her, and you hear him thinking, I wonder what she's crying about. Then he leans over to my uncle, who's playing at the card table, and he leans over and says, huh, I wonder if he's got a winning hand. So they're on big screen with Johnny Depp. That's their big claim to fame. But they were in a bunch of others, too.
Yeah.
I saw a movie getting filmed once, and I've told this story before. It was back in the 70s. I was sitting up on the, this is in the Columbus Circle off Central Park West by Columbus Circle in Manhattan. I'm sitting there on a bench and I see a big banner going across the opening to Central Park, and it says Palantine for president. And it was 1975. Somebody may be running for president called Palantine. I see a bunch of cameras, a bunch of people milling around. And, oh, they're filming a commercial for Palantine. What do I know? And I'm watching, and I go about my business later on, and I leave. About 6 months later, I'm watching TV and they're reviewing a movie, and I see Palantine for president. I said, wait a second, Palantine for president. That sounds familiar. I can't, where did I see Palantine? I know we didn't see the movie. It was Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. They were filming the scene where he's got the mohawk and he's got the gun sliding down his head. But he wasn't a star at the time. And it, over there was Albert Brooks, Sybil Shepherd, Martin Scorsese. They were all there, but I didn't know any of these people. They were all people. Pretty fresh people.
Just people.
But that's it. My father was on the set of Ghostbusters in Manhattan screaming because they were causing traffic jams.
Yeah.
But that's about it. You know, you see occasionally. You see movies. Okay, so I want to talk about this again. Mm-hmm. Now, this takes place. This is, if you're just tuning in this corner, Cassius Clay, beginning this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tickets available. It runs for 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's your only chance. Don't miss it. I think mine are for this weekend, my wife said. So this takes place from when he's a little kid up until he's... gets into the Olympics?
Yep, Olympics. So I think it ends right around the 1960s Olympics. And, you know, one really great thing about it is, even though it's the story of Cassius Clay, I personally did not know who Cassius Clay was until I read this script.
Really?
I didn't know that name. I did not know Cassius Clay. Whoa. That was before, a little before my time. So it's been interesting to learn the history of Muhammad Ali, obviously, but also I think this is a pretty universal story. I don't know if you agree with that, Shep, of what people might kind of walk away with in the story itself, like that they can learn something from this story.
Oh, definitely can learn something from the story, not just his history and who and what and how he became himself, but just at the times and what black people had to overcome.
Yes.
So he grew up in Louisville.
Yes.
Notice I didn't say Louisville. I said Louisville, like they say in Louisville. He grew up there. Normal family?
Yeah. So his father and mother and younger brother are actually characters in the show as well. Okay. So, yeah, they're there to support him. His father was a painter. His mother was, you know, the homemaker, but she really supported. They actually really did support his dreams overall, which was really interesting. He had to fight in the ring, though. He couldn't fight outside the ring. He had to fight in the ring.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know why, but when Cassius Clay fought Sonny Liston for the championship, we all went out to my father's car, went in there and listened. Well, I didn't know why we didn't listen on the radio in the house. This was beyond. We all crowded in his car. And I remember it, and it was the first fight I ever heard. I was a little kid. And I heard him say, he's bobbing and weaving. He's got a left hook. And it was over, and you could hear Muhammad Ali screaming, or Cassius Clay at the time, I am the greatest, screaming it over and over. I am the greatest. He beat Sonny Liston.
Yeah.
And I heard that on the radio. And up until a few years ago, when I told the story to somebody, they said, why were you and your father's car listening? I said, I have no idea. We had radios all over the house. But we went in the car. We got all crammed in there to hear it on the radio in the car. I am the greatest. Mm. And that stuck with him for life.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot more to talk about here. I've got two Muhammad Ali stories to tell you. We're going to talk about the next show coming up at the Receiving Theater Guild. We got the Children's Theater. We got Gene's Jazz.
Yep.
Boy, you guys are busy.
We're always busy.
How's everybody rehearsing all at the same time?
We got three rehearsals. We got a stage, a green room, and even the lobby right now.
You do the lobby?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go there to the box office, I'll see a preview of the show in the lobby?
Well, it's like at 8 o'clock at night, but sure.
I don't live far away. I live 5 minutes away. I could be over there and watch it in the lobby.
Yeah.
All right, Jocelyn Fish is here. She is the marketing director and director of development at the Racine Theater Guild. Shep Mohammed is the narrator, one of the stars of the new production in this corner, Cassius Clay. So we're talking about that plus everything else at the Racine Theater Guild. But first, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Philadelphia dentist Malan Loomis was Mr. False Teeth. That is, he invented the mineral plating process for making false teeth. The Kaolin process, it's called. His U.S. patent is dated May 1854. He held a subsequent British patent, Malan Loomis. And yet, despite his having created modern dentures, and despite an arguably memorable name, Malan Lewis, he's a mostly forgotten man. Came from a distinguished family. Dental practice was very successful. Personally, he was clever, inventive. But that's what complicated his life. Malan was in his early 30s when he began tinkering with the invention of which few remember him. The dentist labored more than a decade during his spare time and was in his 40s before he felt his pet project was ready to be shared with the rest of the world. Malan called a meeting of scientists in Virginia, and before that eminent audience, he demonstrated his new discovery, and his invention was greeted with unanimous enthusiasm, and after the back patting was finished and the scientists had gone home and the money men moved in, Boston capitalists who approached the inventive dentist and proposed that they all get rich, well, hey, that was fine with Malan. Then came September 24, 1869, a day of unprecedented panic on Wall Street. They called it Black Friday. There would be nothing like it until the crash of 1929. Anyway, the economic upheaval broke Loomis's Boston backers, so the dentist decided to wait out the Wall Street storm. But after 2 years, Malan, tired of waiting for the East Coast to come around, found some eager bankers in Chicago. The dentist was really onto something, the bankers agreed. So yes, they would gladly put their money into his invention. And that encouraging news came the first week of October 1871. You know what happened the second week? The Great Chicago Fire.
So once more, Malin Loomis's prospective investors were wiped out. But his invention was really good. It was so good that even the United States government tried to assist this hapless dentist. In fact, economic assistance in the form of a so-named Loomis Bill passed the House in May of 1872 and the Senate in January of 73. President Grant even signed the bill. But the problem was that by the time the bill had gone through legislation, Malin's money appropriation had been legislated out. And the end, well, the whole thing amounted to little more than congratulations. And Malin died in 1886, heartbroken. They say over his nation's failure to recognize him, the mineral plating process for making false teeth? No, Malin was not concerned about that. It was his other invention that we've been discussing, for which Malin held his highest hopes, the invention of wireless telegraphy. That's right. The invention with which history has credited Marconi. But you've just learned that a Philadelphia dentist named Malin Loomis gave his first public demonstration conducting a two-way wireless communication at a distance of 18 miles 6 years before Guglielmo Marconi was born. Now you know the rest of the story.
And we got another rest of the story coming your way at 12:05. Dan Marcus has that this afternoon. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRGN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check local news right now, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha are at community centers, libraries, and some government buildings. If you do need help dealing with the cold, call 211 for details about those warming centers. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow, with wind chills getting as low as 25 below. It'll continue to be cold. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There had been a case in Racine County. Now Milwaukee County is reported to have a bird flu case. The DNR has confirmed that a wild duck found dead in Milwaukee County tested positive for avian influenza, marking another instance of bird flu in the state. Since mid-December, the virus has been detected in six counties, Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, and three others. While the risk of human transmission is considered low, public health officials advise against handling sick or dead wildlife. The spring primary will take place on a day with temperatures below zero. Tomorrow is an election day in Wisconsin with more on the line in Kenosha than in Racine at this point. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked for an extra $23 million a year in a referendum, and there are five people running for two spaces on the KUSD board. A statewide contest is on the ballot for the state superintendent of public instruction. It's incumbent Jill Underley against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. The top two vote-getters will go on to the April 1st general. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow. Find out more about your ballot and where to vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's dairy industry more than a little nervous about what lies ahead with tariffs, specifically Mexico. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder, it's President's Day. Markets are closed. Jenny Wackershauser is a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of their Platteville office. She said the dairy industry in Wisconsin paying very close attention to the tariff dialogue, especially as it relates to Mexico, our number one dairy customer.
Our number one trade partner for dairy is Mexico. They take between 40 and 50% of our cheese exports, so not of our cheese production, but of the pounds that we export, traditionally go to Mexico. And with tariff talks, we always worry on if the retaliatory tariffs. So if we put tariffs on to Mexico, what products would they turn around and tariff coming out of the U.S.? And it doesn't mean they won't take our cheese, but it just means our price probably needs to fall a little bit to become competitive.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of Platteville. Again, all of the tariff discussion temporarily paused until March 1st.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Traders are getting a three-day weekend with the President's holiday today. On Friday, barrel cheese was a penny and a quarter lower at 181 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese stood unchanged at 192, and AA butter dropped 2 1/4 cents on Friday to 237 and three quarters per pound. The December new crop corn closed 0.25 cents higher at 473. November new crop soybeans were up 6 3/4 cents, closed at 1052. July new crop wheat up 22 1/4 cents over weather-related concerns, 6.25 1/4. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 9, settled on Friday, 1970 a hundredweight. So there's your snapshot on where the market stood on Friday. Again, it's President's Day. No trading happening today. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today with a high near 8 above. Wind chill valleys between 10 below and 20 below. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 6 below. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Stay warm and stay safe. Right now, 0 degrees.
I loved 4th of July. You want to spark?
It's so weird to be places where summer is the enemy. I was like, in the Southwest, they talk about summer like it's an ex-lover they never want to see again.
We gotta get out of here before summer gets here. Last year, I couldn't leave my house when summer was here.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you gotta come back during summer, you gotta come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. You gotta come back during summer, you gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't wanna come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. But for those 13 odd days, it's worth it.
Latest production at the Racine Theater Guild opening Friday. In this corner, Cassius Clay. We've got one of the stars of the show. Sheb Mohammed is here, and also the marketing director and director of development for the Racine Theater Guild, Jocelyn Fish, is here as well. Mm-hmm. Talking about the show. I got to get my Muhammad Ali stories in. If I don't get it in.
Let's go.
Yeah. And by the way, the show is about Cassius Clay before he became Muhammad Ali. This is leading up. Does it take part when he's going to the Olympics, or does he already?
He actually gets to the Olympics in the story as well. So, right. Yeah.
So, okay. So here's my Muhammad Ali story. I got two of them. We're in Louisville. We went to the Ark. You know what that Ark is? Yep. In Noah's Ark, the actual replica. Okay. So we have some time to kill. So we go to the cemetery in Louisville, and it's huge. It's 65 acres. It's gigantic. And I didn't know where I was. So luckily I bumped into somebody who had an extra map. So we're looking for Muhammad Ali's grave, because he's buried there. And my wife found out that he wanted a very simple marker. He didn't want a big elaborate thing, but his family didn't fulfill his wishes. And they built this elaborate garden and everything. It's pretty big. And it's really nice. I mean, I was there, and that's where he's buried in Louisville. Also buried there not far from him is Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Harlan Sanders. Also buried right near him is a woman named Patty Smith. Have you heard of her?
No.
You never heard of her either?
I don't know.
Patty Smith?
Maybe.
Patty Smith and her sister Mildred wrote a song. happy birthday to you.
Oh.
And she's got a very simple marker, and she's buried right there. Doesn't make any mention of the song. But if you see a movie where that song is sung, you'll see Patty and Mildred Smith
as the
at the end of the film. And she's a simple lady. She was a school teacher, mm-hmm. one of your in your profession, mm-hmm. and that's what she was. Mm. So that's pretty neat. So the show is there, and you're the narrator. So you were basically Muhammad Ali. You're Cassius Clay. I can't get used to that. Cassius Clay from being a little kid on to... Now, are you an adult?
I'm an adult.
You've seen it all.
Seen it all, okay. Looking back in retrospect. And so it's a reflection, in a sense, having a conversation with myself, telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, that's it. And that's good. That's like Our Town, and there's a couple of shows that have narrators that are on stage narrating the whole. And I think I've seen some of your shows like that before.
Yeah, and I think Shub's character, especially in this story, you do not have to know boxing to come see this show. I think that's one thing that...
No, it's about a person.
It's about mm-hmm. a person. And I think Shub's character especially helps tie that in together of kind of the commentary about perseverance, about overcoming obstacles, about, again, the history of the world at the time mm-hmm. and how different it was, how far we've come, how far we've not come. And, you know, just kind of that reflection on things is really great. And it makes it, again, a little more universal than having to know a jab cross hook combo.
Is that what it's called?
A jab is one punch, a cross is another punch, a hook.
I don't know this stuff. What do I know? I don't know the boxing world. I had one fight in my entire life with a kid. One fight. And I'll tell you how it ended. I was in fifth grade. The kid's name was Mickey Strange. That was his name. And for some reason, and we were good friends at one time. We were in classes together. I've got a picture of him on my phone in my class picture. And one day he's telling everybody he's going to beat me up in the playground after school. For some reason, I don't know why. And I was much taller than him. I don't know. I think he was going to fight me. And I was the school crossing monitor. Mm. So I go out there and there's all the kids by the basketball court waiting for the big, you know, school is. This is mm-hmm. grammar school. I think we were 11, 12 years old. And he's waiting, and I see him there. And he puts his school books down, and I charge him. I don't hit him. I just charge him and push him right into the chain link fence, and he starts crying and walks away. That was it. I didn't want to punch him because I didn't want to hurt him.
Yep.
But I just charged him, and he knocked him off his feet. He lost his wind, and that was my only fight.
Mm.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, so
and now you're a radio host.
Remembering
I'm a lover, not a fighter. What am I going to tell you? Here's my other Muhammad Ali story. Now, this happened a couple of years ago. My cousin is James Rosen. He used to work for Fox. He was one of their correspondents in Washington. And he's coming out late at night. He sees this man trying to cross the street. He's a little shaky. And he sees him crossing the street. He recognizes him. And he comes up. He says, "Hey, champ, want some help crossing the street?" He goes, "Thank you." And he took his arm. And he walked the champ across the street. And he says, "Where are you going, to the hotel?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Do you want me to walk you?" He said, "No, I'm good from here on. Thank you." It was Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
He recognized that he was all alone. And this is when he was starting to get the Parkinson's shaking and everything. So he was walking kind of slow. My cousin recognized the champ. I'll walk you across the street.
The champ, the greatest, the Louisville lip. He had a few nicknames.
Yeah, so those are my two Muhammad Ali stories.
Yeah.
But so I always play this 1 degree or 2 degrees or 3 degrees of separation. Yeah. And it's amazing how many degrees of separation. Now, just by knowing me, you're 2 degrees away from separation from Muhammad Ali.
There we go.
Because you know me. My cousin puts me 1 degree of separation away and you're just 2 degrees.
Yeah.
See how close it is? Now, your daughter.
My daughter.
She's 3 degrees away. She knows you. You know me. I know my cousin. He knows Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how you can do something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this show, it's In This Corner, Cassius Clay, and it runs 2 weekends starting this Friday. And you have never put on a bad show.
No.
And we were talking off the air. My wife and I saw Over the River and Through the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
We never heard of it before.
Right.
And a lot of these shows you never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Like Legally Blonde, we've heard of, but you never heard of the big musicals you've heard of. Never heard of it. We loved it so much. We went home and she looked up on YouTube and found two more productions of the show. Yours was much better. But there was a high school production, which really pulled it off pretty well because, you know, 16-year-old kids pulling off, you know, old grandparents was pretty tough. They did it. And we saw another community theater production. But I'm not just blowing smoke here. Yours was the best.
It was great.
I love it. And the actors you used. You had one of the actors here in the studio.
Yes, I did. Dan Venny.
Dan Venny was here. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the other shows coming up because I don't want to run out of time here.
Okay.
The next show up is, by the way, when you had Little Women.
Yes.
I had never seen Little Women before. I've never seen it. I heard about it. So we watched the production, and then I had to go home and watch every version of the movie. I even bought my wife for Christmas a leather-bound version of Little Women.
Yeah.
And she likes the, Saoirse Ronan version. Yeah. She loved that, so I bought her that on DVD. There you go.
What a good guy.
I like the June Allison version. I thought that was great. Yeah. She didn't like that. Yeah. She thought it was too MGM-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that one the best, though. But you've got one coming up now. Always a Bridesmaid.
Always a Bridesmaid opens in April, so that's in rehearsal right now. Michael Klickner is directing that one. And then actually this weekend, we have auditions for Legally Blonde, the musical. So right after we open Cassius Clay, we have Legally Blonde auditions. So just like, I mean, one of the really great things about Cassius Clay is it is almost everyone is new to the Theater Guild and or new to acting. So same with Legally Blonde. You do not have to have done a show ever before. You can come and audition, and then that goes up May 16th through June 1st.
You'd have to know to sing and dance, don't you?
You can learn.
No, I can't learn.
Come on, Don. Let's do it.
My wife is teaching me the piano now, and I never realized how difficult it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can play with my right hand. I can play with my left hand. I can't do it together.
Mm.
I can't because I'm concentrated. And the notes on the treble clef and the bass clef are in different positions. So the C and the G on the those is not in the same position on the bottom, and I'm trying to analyze it. Now I can play the piano without looking at the keys, but I can't play both hands at the same time. She said, "Get, you're getting there." So I know how to play with my left hand, I know how to play with the right hand, but I can't seem to get it together.
Yeah.
And I watch people now. The guy at church who plays the piano on stage, I watch his hands. I say, "This is amazing." I said, "How do you do it?" And he said to me, "I don't play well with my left hand, so I keep it simple so I don't have to concentrate on it." But you watch pianists on stage, even Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is an amazing pianist, and you watch her on stage for 2 hours. How is she getting these two hands to do the right notes?
And,
and then throwing the foot on the pedal. Throwing the foot on the pedal.
I don't know how they do it. Now, when you do Legally Blonde, are you going to have a live
We will have tracks with that one. Yeah,
because sometimes you do have.
We did. Like this summer, we were able to do a live band for First Date. So that was nice because it was like a 5-piece band. So, but Legally Blonde, we will have a track on that one.
Okay, good. We're talking to Jocelyn Fish and Sheb Mohammed from the latest production of In This Corner, Cassius Clay. More about it coming up right now.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org. Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1- and 2-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer.
a lot, and we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
In this corner, Cassius Clay. Tickets are available right now. And I'm going to, if you're just tuning in, the only way you should really buy it is if you go to the box office in person.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your box office hours? You're open a lot.
We're open Monday through Friday, 12 to 6, and then 90 minutes prior to each production.
So, yeah. So you can get the tickets in person or go online to racinetheater.org.
Yes.
Don't buy it through any third-party people because you're going to pay
out of
five times.
Yes.
Five times the amount.
Yeah.
And I can't believe people do that.
Yep, and it's all a scam. So, yes, please, please, please buy from the Racine Theater Guild.
Want to hear my mother's story about the ticket scalping? Okay, I'll tell you this story. My mother, you know, when she lived in New York, she used to go to Broadway musicals a lot, Broadway shows, and she was going to see The Sound of Music with Richard Chamberlain playing on Broadway. And they're waiting at the tickets booth for the tickets, and the line is from here to Kingdom Come, and she went to make sure she gets the tickets. Some guy comes up to her and says, "Are you going to see The Sound of Music today? I got two tickets for the matinee." And my mother says, "Listen, I live here. I'm here all the time. If these tickets are no good, I will find you. And you're going to be sorry." I guarantee, because my mother worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Sure.
She takes down corporations. She doesn't need this little scalper. He says, "No, these are good." He says, "I hope they are, because I will find you." Turns out they work good.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they aren't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get these visitors to New York, they don't realize there are mean people out there. Yeah. So, but,
they just want money.
I look at, I think, picture my mind. "I will find you if these tickets are no good."
Yeah.
And he said, "No, no, no, good." Now with this kid, I'm scared to death. So only buy them through the RacineTheater.org website or through the box office. Don't go to any third-party people to buy them.
Correct.
Because you're going to pay five times the amount.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Okay, the latest show. Before we get to the recap of this show, let's talk about the Children's Theater.
Yes, so Children's Theater, March 7th through the 9th.
Yeah,
we
memorized.
Have Little Red Riding Hood. It's a panto coming up, so they're in rehearsals for that, which will be great. And again, those are nice because those are $7 a ticket, an hour long, and then the kids get to meet the cast and crew, or the cast afterwards, and take photos, and it's a lovely little day out for kids.
Now, you had, you had kids in the Christmas pageant show.
We did. And actually, two of those actors are in Cassius Clay.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they. I can't believe these kids really know how to act. I mean, that's amazing how you pull that off. So that's Little Red Riding Hood. That's the Children's Theater, March 7th through the 9th. And again, they can get tickets. You got a whole bunch of shows coming up, Children's Theater.
Actually, that's our last one of this season.
What is it? Oh, that doesn't say June. It says Junie B's. I thought that said June.
That was in January. That's
See what
fine.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. You got Legally Blonde coming up, and you've also got the
Always a Bridesmaid.
Always a Bridesmaid. So people can buy tickets for that.
Yep.
Now the new season begins in September, right? Or is it before September?
July, technically.
July.
So we will be announcing next year's season March 11th.
So you will be on this radio station, I assume.
Yeah, probably the day after, or a couple days after.
Not a couple.
I guess I'm here March 12th.
Probably a couple of days, everybody knows. I don't want a couple of days. I'm not doing a couple. They got Jeans Jazz coming up.
Yes, our next one is the Extra Crispy Brass Band. So that's New Orleans jazz style coming on April 5th.
Extra Crispy.
April, March 15th. And then April 19th is Janet Planet is coming back to town to close out.
Oh, that's right, Janet Planet. And that's a real name, huh?
Yeah, that's her stage name. Yeah.
Oh, stage name. Okay, Janet Planet. Okay, that's what a great name to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, in this corner, Cassius Clay.
Yes.
For people just tuning in, because there are people tuning in and out all morning long, this is the latest show from the Racine Theater Guild for the next 2 weeks. It takes place of Cassius Clay as a little boy leading up to the Olympics.
Yes.
After the Olympics.
Yes.
And stops just before he becomes a heavyweight fighter, right?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. And so it's been a really great production to come together, because again, we have a lot. We have a first time director with us, Sean Holmes. He's been on stage at the Theater Guild and he's taken on this crazy challenge of this show, because with so many new people, there's just extra learning curves to things, which is wonderful because everyone's on the same page of we're all trying something new. We're all in this together. We're all a team to support each other. But it's a little chaotic at times. But it's been, Muhammad Ali is such an interesting figure. And to see him captured in reality, I think, is really interesting. I don't know, Shep, if you have anything else to add to that.
Yeah, I could add.
About now, Shep Muhammad, you're the narrator of the show. Mm-hmm. You're on stage the entire time. And this is your first acting job. And I'm looking at your person. Well, okay, we did find out you did do a bit part.
Small bit back in college.
With the Coreys. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Haim and Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
And the track team had to race Corey Haim, and we got beat by the guy. And we was like, nah, but to shoot one scene was like 2 hours. For 20 seconds. But my name did show up in the credits, along with my friends.
Were you convincing in the role?
I believe I was.
Did you pull it off?
Pulled the hamstring.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the narrator. You're on stage the whole time, and you are looking back at your life.
It's the reflection, looking back, telling the story from afar, but in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you all said, this newness, Sean is the new director. This has had me and many of the actors out of my realm from being a leader in education to being the student. Mm. And like I said, Melissa, our friend, my lady, she's, you got to practice this way. You got to do it that way. And anyone that knows how stubborn I am, this has been a humbling experience.
Because you have to look at, this is somebody else's image of what the show is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They have an image of how this show is going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily your image.
No. And so
they have a vision for this show, and your vision better line up with their vision.
It's not even my vision better. What is your vision, Sean? And Jocelyn and the whole Theater Guild team has been gracious, very helpful. We get rehearsal reports.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you read it every night. And just been on the stage with my daughter and watching her, and now she said, Dad, you should try it this way.
Is she in the show?
She's in the show.
Oh, I didn't know she was in the show. Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. So you're getting criticism from the director and the daughter.
And Melissa.
I take piano lessons with a 12-year-old girl, and she's got musicality, so she can figure this out real quickly, where I don't have musicality. And she sits there at the piano. Let me show you how to do it. Do it this way. And when I'm practicing, I can see her looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very judgmental on how I... She's a wonderful kid. I love this kid.
Mm.
But she keeps her eye on me all the time. So I can imagine what it's like. How old is your daughter?
21.
Oh, 21.
Yeah.
She's really judgmental.
Oh, yeah. Young Muhammad Ali, played by Skyler.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I give him a ride from Kenosha. And he's like, you should try this. Have you did your lines
that's
like
what,
this?
That's what my piano lessons
and
are like.
It's Skyler Blue. I think it's his first play. He's only done musicals before. Mm-hmm. And then Aquil, who plays a little older. Aquil is a senior at Case High School. And so he's done a lot of shows at Case.
Where do you find these young actors who've never acted before?
They came out to audition. We did have to do a little bit of recruiting with this one, but we've got a lot of, one of the great things about our board and a lot of our volunteers is we have a lot of great connections. So like Nate Stamper, for instance, who is the drama director at Case, he's done a lot of shows at the Theater Guild. So he was able to get us connected with.
You know what I find when I watch the show and I see one of the actors who was in the studio and I want to go, oh, I know that guy. I met that guy. I met that woman. Oh, I know that woman. I met that woman. Look at her. She's on stage. And it's, I don't, you're like different people
because
you're actors, obviously. Mm-hmm. You play different people. Before I came in this morning, I was getting dressed and they had Dog Day Afternoon on Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it while I was getting dressed this morning coming in at like 4 a.m. they had it on. And I'm watching Al Pacino and John Cazale on there. And I'm saying, I don't know how these guys do it. They're different in every movie they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how they pull this acting off. And I'm watching Pacino. You know, he plays the bank robber. It's a real life story, too. He's playing a real life bank robber at the Chase Manhattan Bank in Brooklyn. And I don't know how these actors do it, how they become different people in everything they do. And you have some Racine Theater Guild veterans there
Yes.
who have seen a lot of shows,
Yes.
and they're never the same.
Yes. It's pretty incredible. And that's why we love talented people. And they all give, you know, again, they're all giving their time and their dedication to this. They're all volunteers. They've got other things happening in life. And then they come and they've got a show to concentrate on for a couple hours a night and a month of rehearsal. And then it's going to open to the public on Friday.
Anybody ever chicken out at the last minute?
Not that I know of. I hope it doesn't happen soon.
All of a sudden, somebody's
like, I can't get in front of please don't make me. Please don't make me.
And it's not like a regular stage where you can, you know, duck behind the curtain.
Correct.
There is no curtain.
Yep.
It's a thin and a round almost.
Yeah, it's in a horseshoe, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not only the acting we were just talking about when Shep got here this morning. It's now the props are being added, mm-hmm. and now the costumes are being added, all the lights, all the sound effects. And so not only are you remembering your lines, and then all of a sudden you have these other external stimuli coming into a scene.
Yeah, it's like you can't speak until the light is on you. Mm-hmm. Remember Poltergeist? Mm-hmm. Come into the light. Now I can speak into the light.
You know, it's funny. I saw the movie Red, White, Green and Gold yesterday, mm-hmm. The Green and the Gold, and it stars Craig T. Nelson.
Mm.
And all I kept picturing during the entire, you moved the cemetery, but you didn't move the bodies from Poltergeist. I kept picturing that line during the whole movie. Well, quick review now.
Yes.
The show opens up this Friday. It's called
Friday,
In This
21st.
Corner. What,
mm-hmm.
Two weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
And In This Corner, Cassius Clay. It's a story about Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, from boyhood up until the Olympics, before he was known as Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Yep.
And the narrator of the show is on stage the whole time, and that's Sheb Mohammed. He's going to be in the show. Jocelyn will not be in the show.
I will not.
Jocelyn is the director of marketing and also of development for the Racine Theater Guild. And Doug Instance, who puts us all together, because mm-hmm. he's the artistic director of the yep. show. He's been there for, he's over 100 shows, like 104
yes.
shows,
yes.
103 shows
yep.
now.
Over 30, almost 32 years.
And yeah. you recently lost one of your veterans of the show.
Yes, we did. We lost, we've lost a couple in the three in the last few months. So Norm McPhee, our artistic director from 1969 to 2000, passed away in November. And then we actually lost one of our life members. So we have volunteers who have dedicated years and years of service to the Theater Guild, and one of our life members, Ron Halverson, passed away at the end of January. Yes, and Ron was in a lot of shows.
Oh,
a lot
really?
Of shows. He was a lawyer in his real life and was an actor from the 80s to...
He was in a ton of shows. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear
yes,
that.
Yes.
And Norm McPhee was in here many times.
Yes, I'm sure he
sitting
was,
right
yeah.
where you sat.
Mm-hmm.
Man. But, you know, time moves on.
Time moves on.
And they left their mark.
They left their mark. Yeah. And, you know, again, we're always building